Fulham 0, Aston Villa 3. 2 wins out of 2. Dino Borley's back. What's not to love? Up the Villa. So I'm delighted to say our first caller of the night is Seb. How you doing?
I'm absolutely ecstatic, mate. And you?
Yeah, absolutely buzzing. So where do we start? Absolutely blew him away. So it was just so great to see us, you know, put in that level of performance that warranted all of the goals that we've been craving for, really. We looked dynamic, we looked fresh, energetic, strong, lively. You know, all of those words best describe how we played. There was some standout performances for me, and some of them you wouldn't expect them to be of how well we played. I'm talking about Cash was brilliant. Konsa was colossus at the back again. Douglas Luiz was brilliant. Mings back to himself. Grealish looked unreal. Watkins getting in all the right areas. Trez put in a shift as well. I just thought it was a brilliant performance from start to finish. And I'd love to hear how you saw the game.
Yeah. Wow. I don't normally come on the pod this early after a game's finished, but I just, looking at that performance makes me so happy and so excited for what's to come this season. We were talking about it off the podcast and we were saying when this pod all started up, you know, we were sat here looking at the Everton draw, looking at all our defeats, stacking up one after another and going, we don't know where this is going here. We're tumbling downhill and we don't know where it's going to go. But tonight just showed how well the backroom staff have done, how well everyone's done behind the scenes to turn this club on its head. And what a start we made. You know, it's not often Villa are 2-0 up after 15 minutes. We blistered them straight from the off. Grealish scoring within 5 minutes. Great assist by McGinn. I think that them linking up, showing what they can do. A cool finish by Grealish as well. And then even better, 10 minutes later, where this is one of the best team goals that I've seen in a long, long time from Aston Villa. A lot of people creating the play. McGinn, probably not meaning it, but creating a brilliant assist. And Hourihane, as he does best in the box, with a cool and tidy finish. And that really put us in the driving seat then. You know, we started off 15 minutes in, we're 2-0 up, and Fulham, you could tell Fulham players were sort of going, well, hold on, what do we do now? Looking round at each other, almost in disbelief at the fact that they found themselves 2-0 down after such a quick space of time. But yeah, no, brilliant start. And we just seemed to go through the motions from them in the first half, really. We got better and better as the half went on. And it could have quite easily been 3 or 4 by half time.
It was just a brilliant first half, wasn't it? And a brilliant, you know, for, you know, 90 minutes. And one thing that I want to pick up on what you've just said as well is how we've come to this stage where, let's not get ahead of ourselves and think, you know, we're absolutely unreal, that we're going to continue to blow teams.
No.
Because let's be realistic, it's a great start and it's a start that we all wanted. But it's nice to see everything that's coming together, what we're trying to do. We've spoke about, you know, last season, how difficult it was. We've signed players better than the ones that we'd already got. So you can see in certain areas, certain players are starting to fit in with added quality to make the team better. We had a plan today. We executed it brilliantly. We've got a style of play. You know, Dino Ball was back at times. Some of those moves was unreal. And doesn't it just show that when we did our predictions this season, we all said, let's start well. Because for me, we're a team of confidence players. We've got very good players, but we need the confidence to be right. And we've got the start we needed, and we can build on this now and get better and better. And I didn't want to look down that table this season. And I think the start we've had, we've shown that we're more than capable of beating a lot of the teams in and around us, or aiming for the middle of the road teams, which is really good to see. Another thing that I want to say that I thought was really good today is the amount of runners that we had in the box as well. You know, when those balls were coming in, we'd got three or four players trying to get on the end of it. We've got overlapping runners. So Grealish was getting on the end of everything at the far post. Fulham just couldn't live with that movement today. And I just thought it was brilliant, and it was a brilliant performance. So from you, who stood out for you today?
Yeah, I think all the points you made there are correct about the jigsaw puzzle pieces finally flowing into place. We're looking to get runners into the box. Fulham couldn't handle us today. No. And I don't, as you said, I don't want to get too ahead of myself, because Fulham aren't the competition we want to be comparing ourselves to. No disrespect to Fulham at all. Look, they're a Premier League side, and they've done brilliantly to get into the Premier League. And who knows, they might go on to have a better run later on in the season, because we're so, so early in. But as a Villa fan, I don't want to be comparing myself to the likes of Fulham. I want to be looking a bit higher than that. So I'm pleased we played well, but what excites me the most is the manner of which we won today. We won playing confident, flowing, attacking football. And I can't really pick a standout player for you. McGinn probably edges it, just because of his sheer confidence on the ball. You know, we've been talking many a time about how since his injury he hasn't looked the same as that confident McGinn we had before in the Championship. But look, tonight he was superb, and so were many, many others in this team. I could flow through the whole squad today and name every single player and what they did well. McGinn was brilliant. I thought Bertrand Traore, when he came on, was absolutely superb. His movement on and off the ball, and also his vision on the ball, really took me by surprise. I think he picked out a few passes that I couldn't even see on the television screen.
I think it was
at
that one that went to Watkins, wasn't it?
Watkins, yeah.
It was just like, what a ball.
Where's that come from?
Yeah.
I mean, special shout out to Jacob Ramsey as well. As soon as I saw him warming up, I thought, right, this is it. It's his Premier League debut. And what a time to come on when we're 3-0 up away from home. You couldn't have asked for a better circumstance. So I think McGinn probably edges it as my man of the match today, but everyone stood out in their own ways today on that pitch.
Definitely. So thanks for your call, Seb. Thanks for coming on.
No worries. Yeah. Speak to you soon. Up the Villa.
So our next caller of the night is Liam. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Yeah, great. Thank you. So what an episode for you to come on. You know, 3-0 winners away at Fulham. Can't ask for anything more. So how did you see that going?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone thought that we were going to win. I think almost worryingly so, as in, you know, you start to think there's a bit of complacency creeping in. But they did everything they needed to. I think Fulham are shambles defensively. I think you can see that. But we took advantage of it. I think probably a couple of times in the second half, they took the foot off the gas a little bit too much, I thought, Villa. And I let Fulham back in. And obviously, there was the disallowed goal. But on the whole, to be sitting here, you know, 6 points from six, two clean sheets, it's happy days, isn't it?
Brilliant. And I like you said, I think, you know, everybody was just like, yeah, we're going to beat Fulham. But I feel like that's the level of mentality that we now need to have, though.
Yeah.
We need to be feeling that because we've stayed up last year, we are a Premier League club, we've got levels that we want to go to. You know, we want to back in the team with the signings to reach the levels that are required. And I think we also need to do the same. And it's by going and beating Fulham and playing really well. You know, you look at last season where we lost away at Watford, we lost away at Southampton.
Mm.
Very difficult games, but to go like we did today and do that and literally demolish them at times was really, really good to see. And it's just good to see good stead moving forward for the rest of the season. So for you, who stood out for you?
I think Grealish as ever, you know, it's just so important to what we do. But I mean, it's been all over Twitter, hasn't it? It's sort of John McGinn's finally announced his return. I think he's been controversial, really. He's got such good faith with other Villa fans that people have almost been a bit scared to admit that he's not quite been at it since he came back from the injury. But understandably so, the weird times have come back as well. The restart and stuff, but tonight he looked good. I mean, the second assist, I think, didn't look like he was meaning to say that, but the ball for the first goal,
brilliant, wasn't it?
And he just looked a bit. I just thought the effort was there, he always is, but I thought he looked sharp. He just looked like he was about to be a bit more of a creative force, and really good. Yeah, good to see Jacob Ramsey come on. I mean, he wasn't hugely involved, but great to see him come off the bench as well. I think the defence, again, you've got to give them a lot of credit, haven't you? Mings with the goal, but it was, I mean, the goal was very easy for them. But, you know, we did all the defending we needed to do as well, didn't we? I think Mings perhaps got in Martinez's way a little bit, put him off for the disallowed goal, but it happens. And Martinez pulled a terrific save out of the bag towards the end, didn't he? Yeah.
He's not going to concede all season, is he?
No, I don't think so.
He's not conceding nothing. And it's great to see Ming score, though. I felt like last season we lacked a few centre-back goals. We lacked, you know, it's nice to, if we can get a few of those this season as well, that would be really good to see. So, you know, got a nice easy task of our next Premier League games, Liverpool. So, you know, what are your thoughts on that one?
Well, I was at the game at Villa Park last year, and that was actually one of our best performances at Villa Park, wasn't it? And you know, they did what great teams do, which is never give it up, and pulled it out of the bag. And at the time, you know, I came away from that game thinking, God, we're in good shape here. And obviously, it was then a very up and down season from that point. I think we go into it with a lot of confidence. I think you want to just see another good defensive performance. I'm not expecting too much. A point would be amazing, you know, and I'd be very, very happy with that. I think they just want to come away with it with the same sort of performance as last year, really. But if they get obviously in that position late on, let's see it out. But yeah, a point would do me very nicely.
Brilliant, mate. Thanks, Liam, for your call.
Cheers. Thanks, Cheers.
Up the Villa. So welcome to Up the Villa podcast, Luke. How are you doing?
Good, thanks, mate. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no worries. So how did you see the game going?
Oh, I thought it was a real impressive performance tonight. Like, we played really, really well, and I couldn't fault the boys tonight. We just were all over Fulham, and Fulham couldn't get an eye in. We were just too good for them. And I thought particularly McGinn played really well. He had a really impressive performance, which is new for him because he hasn't been involved properly for a while. So. But as we saw the real McGinn tonight, so I was really pleased with his performance, and obviously got both the assists for the first two goals, and particularly the Grealish one stood out for me because just the way he just got it to Grealish, and then with the Connor goal, he just rolled it to just effortless.
It was great,
impressive. It was great, and then just he linked really well all game. Not just the goals with Grealish. So, I was really pleased with the performance. And then obviously Tyrone Mings popping up with one as well to just help us seal those 3 points. So I'm really pleased with what's happened.
It was great to see Mings get on the score sheet again. Hopefully we can see that a little bit more this season. You know, another player that I thought went totally under the radar today was Trezeguet. Mm.
Yeah, I thought at times he could have done a lot better with the ball when he got the ball. So, yeah, I thought he could have done a lot better. He had a few opportunities to get it into the box towards Watkins, who, again, I thought played really well. Obviously,
yeah, he did.
Not quite getting his goals yet, but I'm sure we can see it's there, and he's getting there, definitely. So, I was really pleased with his performance. He just needs to make sure his final touch is going in the right direction. I was really pleased with his performance. But yeah, as you say, Trezeguet went under the radar a little bit tonight. So maybe next game against Liverpool, we start Traore for a bit more pace and he looked bright as well when he came on. So I was really pleased.
You could tell that it was just that injection of like speed and pace. And when he came on, and I think that's going to be really good in the future to, you know, whether he's starting or he's on the bench to have that, because I think, you know, what's crucial for us now is to actually have a bench as well. That can change a game at times. I think at the minute we've got a good team, and I think we just need a few extra pieces now. I do think what we have tried to do and what we are doing, you can see that it's coming together nicely.
Yeah, definitely. It's coming together really nicely. And Dean's got options on the bench. So he can just look to his bench and think to himself, I've got some really good options to go for if the game's not going our way. So and just people that have proved that they can fill in those positions, and very versatile as well, so they could play in other places, a lot of the players as well. I'm thinking also maybe like the transfer window doesn't close and isn't until October 5th, so maybe we could add a few additions. I'm thinking maybe another striker, because obviously I think Watkins, we can have trust in him to do really well, but maybe just another striker to either play alongside him until Wesley comes back. I think there was talk of him coming back in January. So yeah, just maybe one more striker or another midfielder, or maybe another centre back as well. I heard there was talk we were signing someone from Copenhagen during the week, so that would be great. But yeah, I'm really pleased with the team, and the signings we've made have been very encouraging. So yeah,
impressive.
Impressive.
A little bit like your music taste. Your posters are pretty cool.
I love all these bands. Just a bit of a classic music taste, but they're it's a big part of my life, music. So love all these bands.
Yeah, you got some good taste in that, mate.
Thank you.
Mate, thank you for coming on. It's been great chatting.
That's no worries. Thanks for having me on as well. And then everyone obviously check out my page, avfc.fan74tv, and then that's on YouTube, and then just without the TV on Instagram, and then follow me on Twitter, avfc_Luke. So cheers for having me on, Luke.
Yeah, and, no worries, mate.
Up hope I can come on again. Up the Villa, mate.
Thank you. So it's been great chatting to all the Villa fans this evening after a very, very positive and a brilliant performance from Villa. You know, one of the best performances I think we've put in for a long, long while. Very commanding, very dominant, and long may that continue. We've got Stoke in the Carabao Cup on Thursday, so we'll be back then for another podcast, followed by Liverpool. Bring it on. Let's have them. So if you could subscribe to the channel, drop us some likes, and love to hear your thoughts as well. Up the Villa.